Are open plan offices more conducive to productivity, or do they just cause more irritating workplace distractions? This is the question that is under debate all over the U.S. as more light is being shed on this topic. So, okay, Tony, I'd like to ask you the first question about why does this matter, and why is there this negative connotation that sticks with the cubicle and almost an assumed positive meaning that is attached to open place offices?
Well, I think it has just a little bit to do with the media. I mean, the cubicles have always had kind of a bad rap, especially in the U.S., and they've even made a movie called Office Space, which kind of made it really popular, you know, the office environment, but normally seen in a negative light. But there's been a few studies on the matter, and there was a study published on the Journal of Occupational and Environmental Medicine this August, found that workers in open offices are less stressed and more active than cubicle workers, perhaps because they can go around and interact with colleagues. And this research is based on 231 office workers in government buildings who wore movement and heart sensors for 3 days. And the study found that workers in open offices were 32% more active than people with private offices and 20% more active than cubicle dwellers. On another study by Harvard researchers in July, found that people who work in open offices are less likely than cubicle dwellers to collaborate or interact with their colleagues. The Harvard researchers recruited 52 workers from a Fortune 500 company and stripped cubicles from an entire floor of their building to make the workplace more open. And the workers also wore Bluetooth-enabled badges and sensors and microphones for 3 weeks. And the results were a bit interesting. After the switch, the participants spent about 73% less time interacting face-to-face, while the use of email and instant messenger shot up about 67% and 75% respectively. So some conflicting results here. Mm-hmm. And in 2013, there was another study found that many workers in open offices are frustrated by distractions that lead to poor work performance. And nearly half of the surveyed workers complained that lack of sound privacy was a significant problem for them, and more than 30% complained about the lack of visual privacy. So though the studies didn't examine the same exact factors, you know, the outcome sends, you know, a bit, you know, mixed messages. And if nothing else, it just proves that science has yet to come up with a clear-cut verdict of what's better for us. And it seems, I mean, from in my personal opinion, I have had a little bit of experience working in a cubicle, and though it has a bad rap, I actually prefer the cubicle. It's like a room where you can focus on, you know, the task at hand. And if someone is walking around with, you know, a crazy hat, or if have a, you know, wonderful story about their weekend, you don't hear it, and you can focus a lot more. So I think it really depends.
Well, I don't think it's a matter that science cannot come up with a solution or a explanation about this conflict results, because we can see that actually the survey were conducted to different group of people, even different age group. So in the past, maybe if we are put into a cubic or cubicle work desk, you might find yourself reluctant to talk to people around you because you need to go through the trouble, the physical barrier between you and your colleague, and also the mental barrier that you need to stand up and actually talk to a human being. And nowadays, with our naked eyes, we can see people's ego getting bigger and bigger. I don't think a barrier or a thin plastic wall between you and your colleague would actually prevent you from sharing your precious life story with them. So in that sense, privacy become a more, let's say, pressing matter for some people, that when they do not want to communicate with their colleagues, they don't have to stay in a cubic. So from my perspective, the explanation simply is people are not as introvert as before. Now what we value more would be the so-called privacy, the so-called self-control in your own space so that you don't get distracted by other people.
So does that mean that the cubicle is better then?
For me, it is.
Ah, okay. I see what you mean. Well, Yeah, this is a torn issue for me because, I'd agree with Niu Holian that I think the studies, they don't cover enough people and of different companies. And also important is what line of work are they engaged in? So what occupation are they in? And this brings my thought to something that is, I suppose, relevant. Well, there's one landmark building in Beijing that is called the Swimming Trunks, nicknamed by Beijing people. So, yes.
Swimming Trunks.
Yes. Hmm. It's in the CBD area. And we know that a big media group works there. And originally, the design of that building, it doesn't give you the ability to have small offices. So it's made to have lots of open space because originally when the very famous architect come up with the design, it was said that, well, you media people working in the new age, you'd be possibly just sitting on floors and having discussions. And it's about breaking down walls. No offices. Open space. So you can exchange ideas, free flow of information, blah, blah, blah. But there's one thing about Chinese people that we're used to one office culture. That is, people like to have meetings behind closed doors, although the meeting room could be made of glass walls, so you can see what's going on. But people like to have these meetings and not necessarily just having groups of people all shouting out their ideas and saying criticisms and praises, that kind of thing. So what's really interesting is that maybe sometimes, even with occupation like journalists, reporters, and those work in the media, supposedly sharing ideas is a top-notch thing to do, but with different cultures, different settings, and sometimes different company cultures and preferences, maybe that is not what worked well in reality. So heard these complaints about, where are the glass offices, and how come there's just too much space, maybe. So it's really interesting when you have to look at the individual cases, possibly.
Yeah, it's interesting. I have a couple of friends that are working in the Silicon Valley area in the States, and they, you know, work for different companies, even like Google, Yahoo, Facebook, and a lot of these companies have the same, you know, open floor plan. And it's, on one hand, it's a bit where it promotes transparency and fairness. Everybody can, you know, approach everyone and speak. But on the other hand, it's definitely ideal for maximizing a company space while minimizing costs. But also, it's like the bosses have the ability to keep a closer eye on their employees. And so sometimes employees feel a bit uncomfortable. They feel like they're being watched, and it makes them feel like maybe the company doesn't feel they're accountable, you know, because they don't trust them to put them into a private room. So we had a show related to this topic where sometimes the companies will watch their employees, and for good reason, because some people who don't have good work ethic can definitely find other ways to not work. So it's I think it's very interesting, but I think it really comes down to you mentioned company culture. I feel like it's a bit more of your personality. Because some people work really well on their own and by themselves. And some people can work with distractions and noise and people, you know, moving around and talking, and they can still function very well. But I feel like there are some pros to working in an open office. Like, for example, you know, when you're in an open office, you can, you know, get the vibe for what's going on in the room. You can hear a lot of what your colleagues are talking about, good and bad. And you can hear certain things that you may need to, that may concern you, and if you can help, and certain, so you're involved in the office. And I think another one is approachability. Again, as Hongling, you mentioned earlier, when you have an office, you feel like you're disturbing someone. You don't want to go and knock on their door, and you don't want to, disrupt their work. But if everyone's in an open office, we can pretty much interact a lot easier. So I think that's a couple of things that are very important, inner office communication, just being able to speak and not worry about status or this person's senior or this person's junior. In an open office, everyone seems to be like on the same level. So in one regard, I feel like it's a good environment.
That's interesting. Also, sorry, just to interject one thing about the seniority, but that also assumes that the boss would be in the same room in the open office arrangement. But is that the case? Well, I urge everybody to ask. Anyhow, so Julian, what do you think about this?
Well, I think, like you said, it depends a lot on the industry that you're working in. There are so many offices that they do not even claim themselves as a open space kind of office. They start to say, we are entertaining, we are pet friendly, we allow you to bring whatever strange pet or strange plant you have to the office so that you feel 100% comfortable in the office, and it will be the most conducive. But you can see those are often the kind of occupation that requires you to actually be very creative. It requires you to actually talk to people so that new ideas could emerge. But for a lot of other jobs, maybe self-concentration is a little bit more important. And also, people are an animal of habit. So if you give them a habit or make it a habit that they can discuss openly in the office, they might do that more and more often. So it's not only work-related matter anymore. Maybe let's say in an office, they started to talk about things in their own life. However, if we provide an environment that there are these kind of more private offices for people to do their own job, and also there are this more comfortable but also kind of private meeting room for people to meet and exchange ideas, that might be a way to go.
I was just thinking about Tony mentioned, oh, what happened to this person over the weekend? And Julian mentioned, oh, what's going on in your private life? And sometimes I wonder, what is the purpose of us being in the office? Isn't it just to work? Do your job? Why is it so hard? I'm not interested in what's going on in your life over the weekend. I don't care about what's going on with your kid, that your kid lost a tooth.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
That's a little, see, it comes off a little cold.
But it's like, can't we just get the job done?
I feel like, again, since we work together, when you're in an environment, especially if you've been there for a long time, and these people are like your family. Whether, I mean, some people
Must
may
be
not.
real about this. Yeah, and when you're sharing all these things that's going on in your life, and maybe you've accidentally let it slip that you had a really bad date with some person, or, oh, the last assignment didn't go as well as maybe you wanted it to go. But I mean, all this privacy, so-called privacy, it's flying in the air and in the office. What are you here to do? What do you want to see yourself in the next few years? You don't know. Maybe it's going to become a dagger that stabs in your back later on. I mean, yeah, work is a place we spend so much time here. All that fluffy, great stuff. Ooh, family. But if you are completely honest with yourself, is that it? I mean, yeah, what about the cold side? What about reality?
Well, I really do think that when you, if it, de it depends on the company culture. If it's a larger company, people tend to focus more on their roles and their career paths within their, particular position. But on smaller companies, it tend to be a bit more, yeah, everyone tends to be closer. You work with the same group every day, and you do develop certain bonds with people. So I think it depends on the size of the company. But it does become a huge temptation to share things with people if you see them every day. Sometimes you spend more time with your colleagues than you do with your family at home. So sometimes people do divulge more information than they should. And I agree, people should, work topics and home topics should be completely different. But sometimes people cannot distinguish between the two, and they have a bond with people at work and they share. So I think this is a very common practice in work. But I think in the context of offices, there should be some area of the office where there are cubicles for certain people who have certain things. For example, working with numbers or money, you don't want to distract these individuals. So perhaps it's good to have a place where it's very private and very quiet mm-hmm. for them to focus. And then for perhaps...
What about for those people that they also have kids? They also, maybe they want to know what the other person's kid's tooth fell or whatever. Why do you deprive these guys of the fun, lovey stuff because this person is an accountant, so he has to be shoved in the cubicle?
Well, deprivation,
if I'm being really mean here.
Right, it's not fair. But, you know, perhaps there could be some rules implemented on when interaction is okay and when it's not okay. Certainly during this time, between this time and this time, we need to focus on crunching numbers. And then outside of that time, then you can, if you want to talk about your date or some personal information, then it's okay, but at your own risk.
Okay. Well, one last question, guys. So now when companies try to decide, or an organization tries to decide, so do they opt for open plan or maybe let the cubicles come back?
I really think people are going to complain either way. If you have cubicles, they're going to complain. If you have an open space, they're not going to be happy about that. So I think it's a good idea, again, to have both elements and have your staff work where they feel comfortable.
Or if you're really rich, you can just have some plastic wall and you can have a button turning it on or off, make it transparent or not. And also equip your staff with noise reduction headset.
Yes.
That'll be the perfect scenario.
Yeah, when you said rich, immediately I'm like, oh, that's not about me. But then the noise-canceling headphones, I can afford that. And
it's a signal to other staff, like, hey, I'm busy, don't talk to me.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I suppose productivity is a really, really important part of doing your job. And also there's the work culture thing. Like, nobody wants to be on bad terms with the people that you work so
right.
close with. So, you know, Huyang is not completely evil, all right? But a little bit sometimes. You're listening to Roundtable.